This morning's public reading is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11 this morning. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 14 to 26 this morning. Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 to 26. And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and shall overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoils. He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. When he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he, taketh to him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in, dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. Beloved, this is a handful of material, so let's get at it. First off, we find the miracle, verses 14 to verse 16. Here Jesus casts out a devil, a demon, out of this man, which prohibited the man from speaking. The Bible says that while this poor chap was being possessed, he was unable to verbally communicate. He was dumb. It came to pass when the devil did leave, the dumb spake and everybody wondered. So you would think everybody would be clapping, everybody would be happy clapping, they would be praising Jesus, they would be lining up to get healed. Not here. Notice verses 15 and 16, the antagonism and the attack upon Christ. Notice they could not deny the miracle. It was public, it was in the open, right? They cannot dismiss it. But what did they do? They basically claimed that Jesus performed this miracle through black magic, black arts, or by demonic activity, satanic power and ability. Verse 17 forward, Jesus knowing their thoughts, so apparently they didn't vocalize this too much in probably the hearing of those around them, but Jesus knew exactly what they were thinking. Notice also, I should have mentioned in verse 16, show us a sign. Time out. He just gave you a sign. Unfortunately, you attributed that sign to the devil. Why do you want another sign? He just gave you one. Shows you the depravity of man. Okay? They see a miracle, and yet they want another, and yet they attribute the power of that miracle to dark forces. Aren't we stupid as people? Then Jesus goes into this illustration. How in the world can Satan prosper if he's fighting himself? A kingdom divided itself will come to desolation. Look at America. We're so divided. We're easy prey for anyone right now to come in here and take this nation over. And if Beelzebub cast out devils, verse 19, of whom do your sons cast out these same devils? So apparently there was some type of exorcism that was probably going on among some of the Jewish spiritual leaders. So Jesus said basically, if your sons cast out devils, okay, Well, let them be your judge. If they can do it, why can't I? Maybe bringing that to the play. But then verses 20 is something that most people don't like. They don't want to read it, or they dismiss it, or they redefine it. Jesus said himself, it's in red letter edition in my Bible, if I with the finger of God cast out devils, underlined, no doubt the kingdom of God is, present tense, come upon you. Sorry, beloved, I don't need to wait for a millennial kingdom on earth. My Jesus is King. And by virtue of the ascension, Daniel chapter 7, verses 12, 13, and 14, he ascended up to the Ancient of Days to be given a kingdom that shall last forever. When did that occur? At his ascension. Then Jesus gives this parable in verses 21 and following about the strong man. Okay? If a strong man is able to guard his home, right, has his alarm system up and ready, has his armor and his sword, able to defend his house, he's basically at rest. But if a stronger person comes, verse 22, and bashes down the door and subdues the strong man, the stronger conquers the strong man, he will spoil his goods. This is a parable depicting the binding of Satan, which John the Beloved reveals to us in Revelation chapter 20. The strong man of verse 21 is Satan by virtue of the context that we are reading. The stronger man of verse 22 who comes in and spoils the strong man is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the binding of Satan. And in Revelation 20, it tells you that the binding of Satan does not mean that the devil is no longer active. He's still active. But when you read Revelation chapter 20, in what sense is the devil bound? Which at one time he was not bound. He can no longer deceive the nations. And as the gospel penetrates into the four corners of the world, when the gospel is received, lives are being transformed. Guess what the stronger man is doing every time souls are being saved and being rescued? He's spoiling the strong man. Now I'm going to blow you off your seats. I believe verses 24, 25, and 26 has a reference to his audience, the Jews. Jesus likens these Jews having an unclean spirit that goes out of a man. And then the man kind of refines himself. He does a little bit of New Year's resolution. Verse 24, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest. He finds none. He saith, well, go back to verse 23. I got ahead. He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest. He finds none. So what does the demon say? I'm going to go back. Notice this. My house. He still owns it. The nation of Israel, beloved, was about to commit the unpardonable sin. They were about to commit blasphemy of the Holy Spirit because, again, to whom did they attribute the miracles of Jesus to? What power? Demonic power. Beelzebub. That's the unpardonable sin. To attribute to Jesus his ability and his power to perform signs and wonders to the devil versus giving the credit and the homage to the third member of the Blessed Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity. It was God the Holy Spirit who was working through Christ to perform these miracles. It was God the Holy Spirit who worked through his sermons and his parables. Hebrews 9 tells us in verse 14, he even went to the cross by the assistance and the power of God the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 9:14. Well, when the demon comes back, he doesn't come back alone. Verse 25, when he goeth, he findeth it swept and garnished. Look at verse 25. When the demon comes back, he finds what? He finds reformation. He finds external righteousness. He finds external ceremony and rites and rituals that have nothing to do with truth. Then goeth he, taketh unto him seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. They enter in, dwell there, and the last state of that man or the nation of Israel is worse than the first. What do you find in the book of Revelation, which denotes the destruction of Jerusalem? Frogs with demonic spirits coming out of the frogs, spreading lies and deception. And when you read Josephus and the history of how Jerusalem fell, you find out that the carnage that was going on within the city walls, three gang leaders fighting amongst themselves, women cooking and eating their own children, people snatching food out of people's mouths, what little crumbs they were hiding would be stolen while they're trying to chew their last bite on earth, and the demonic activity that was going on within the walls of Jerusalem. I think this is a picture of what was going on or what was about to transpire, unfortunately, in that nation when vengeance was taken upon them for the murder of the Son of God. Well, may God choose to bless his word.